Right down the middle of the ice. Backhand score! And David Perron gives the Golden Knights the early edge.
That's right. He is number 57 on your Vegas Golden Knights, an alternate captain. And he is part of this team that has just brought this community together. Please welcome David Perron to the show. Morning, David.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, there he is. What's up, boss?
It's so good to have you on the show. How are you feeling this morning? Last night was a big night.
Yeah, it certainly was. I watched the game closely, and they played, when they played Jets, played really good. And right now I'm on my way to the airport. I'm just about to take off here around 9 a.m. or so, and I'm ready and excited to get going.
Are you at the airport? Or are you like driving on the 215 right now?
I'm just getting off of 215, but yeah. I don't know. It's nice to know who we're going to play finally. And we waited the last 4 or 5 days to figure out if we were flying to Nashville or Winnipeg. And now we know where we're going, and we're excited and get ready to play against them.
When you're on the plane flying to a destination, is there a specific player you like to sit by because either you guys like to talk, you like, you know they're going to give you your personal space? Who do you usually sit by on the plane?
Yeah, we usually have the same seats all the time, and I'm lucky enough to be at one of the card tables. We just play for fun as the four of us, myself with Braden McNabb, Cody Eakin, and Brad Hunt. We've been playing the same crew kind of all year, and just a good way. Like, it's going to be a 3-hour flight, I think, or so, and just makes the flight go that much faster. And sometimes after games, whether we win or lose, we can talk about it or just kind of lay off some steam a little bit, and it's a lot of fun.
We were talking earlier about the article that you wrote for the Players Tribune back in December about moving to Las Vegas. And when that article came out, I was really blown away. And we posted it, but for those who haven't read it, just the story about you getting the news that, you know, you're playing for St. Louis and you're happy there and you want to stay there, and you find out that they're not going to be able to protect you. And then you find out you're coming to Las Vegas, and the story about the first person you texted. Can you tell everyone that story? I think it's so great.
Yeah, no, exactly. First guy I texted was Flower, our goalie. I knew he was going to get picked by the expansion draft. The reason I knew is we have the same agent, and he told me maybe a couple days before that. And obviously at the time, there was a lot of disappointment, but we didn't expect to be like this. Obviously, it's the best story right now in sports. I think every single guy on this team is having a really good year. We're having fun. Everyone together, we have a lot of chemistry, and that's what makes it great. And the cool thing, again, like in the article, what was saying is how this team was built is a lot similar to how the city was built, with people coming from all over the place at different times in their lives. And making this a real city, I think it's the coolest part of it, to see the similarities in both our team and the town. And that's why it's been a lot of fun to walk around down here, go to restaurants, get to know all the good spots, and then we're enjoying it.
It's pretty amazing, because when they announced that the Golden Knights were coming to town, people said, oh, Vegas isn't a hockey town, or the arena will fill up because it will be the visitors from the opposing team traveling to town, and it's the complete opposite. What's it like for you when you're walking around Summerlin or you're leaving the practice arena and you see all the fans lined up, the kids outside? What are your thoughts on the fans and how the fans just embraced you and embraced the team here in the city?
Yeah, it's pretty surreal. Like, after training camp, you start to have people come by and say hi to you. And right now, it's probably every single time you go up to a restaurant, someone will come by and say hi and congratulate you, or take a picture if they have kids, something like that. We're enjoying every moment. We know it's not going to last forever. There's only a month left max to this season if we go all the way. And we're enjoying it every single day, and that's been our mentality from the get-go, and that's why we had success. And going to T-Mobile at the start of the season, there was a lot of fans from the road team, and I feel like towards the end of the year, it was less and less. Obviously, in playoffs, it's one of my favorite times during a game when they they show on the Jumbotron towards the third period, like different people cheering in the lower bowl, upper bowl, men, women, whoever's cheering, and then they go visitors, and then they go locals, and the entire building just goes crazy. And I think it's one of the coolest moments to see the Shell Me fans we have from that actually live in Las Vegas, and we're taking pride in this.
I have a very important question, David. When you're down there and you're playing, and you have, like, you're up against the boards, and fans are smashing their hands on the glass, do you notice them or do you not notice them?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you do, but I truly honestly try to stay away from it just because, I don't know, I try and stay focused on the game. And after a while, like, it's my 11th season, you play with a lot of different buildings, a lot of different people, and it's easy to get your mind away from the game, and I'm trying to stay on the moment and not look too much in the stands. But yeah, that's my personal thing, and I'm sure every guy is different for that reason.
And you're not doing the playoff beard, I noticed, or are you?
Yeah, I did the playoff beard the last 10 years, and it hasn't worked. And it's something actually before the playoffs, I set my mind on that I wasn't going to do it just to see if anything was going to be different. And I know that Indiana has nothing to do with me, but I get some superstitious stuff that I like to switch in and out every once in a while. And that was one of the things I wanted to do. I wanted to do it last year. I ended up not doing it, and we lost the second round. And this year, I've done it. It's the first time I've reached, personally, the third round in the NHL playoffs, and it's an exciting time. And at the end of the day, I don't think anyone cares if you have a beard or not. as long as we're winning, everyone's happy.
Well,
we're so excited, David.
Yeah, you guys. I think you do know what you've done for this community, but just it's a pleasure to watch you. We feel like we know you guys, and thank you for what you're doing. And go, just kick some Winnipeg butt up there, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Now, when you get to McCarran, do you valet park or do you self park when you get to the airport? I want to know these things. Like, do you roll up and toss the guys your keys, or do you have your own special parking spot at the airport?
Yeah, we do have our private parking area. It's probably the most convenient thing ever, getting on a private charter plane and having your own parking. And it's also the best when you land later at night and you don't have to go through a terminal or baggage claim or anything like that. It's definitely something that I'll never take for granted.
What are the perks?
We're lucky to live all through that. There's some good food on the plane, but we're enjoying it, and we're enjoying playing in Las Vegas, and we're very fortunate.
We are fortunate to have such a great group of guys representing our city. Thank you, DP. We are so excited to watch you play tomorrow.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Good luck. Thanks, brother.